This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. The Cleveland Browns went from the worst team in the NFL last season to winning 7 games this year, giving fans something they haven't had in a while, hope. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about how the Browns finally started winning and why the team is an attractive destination for potential head coaches this season.
So, Terry, the Browns, 7 wins, 8 losses, 1 tie. That is a stark turnaround from last year when the team went winless.
If you go just page it all the way back to the start of 2018, at that point, you know, 0-16, won 1 game in 2 years, won 4 games over 3 years. So I remember sitting there at that point, not feeling particularly optimistic about what was going to happen this year. Yes, they had high draft picks, but the Browns have always had high draft picks. That doesn't ensure success in Cleveland.
So there was really only one trajectory to go, up, up, up,
yeah,
and they did.
In fact, Browns fans are always known for saying, well, it can't get any worse, you know, when they go 5-11 or 4-12. Well, guess what? It can. They finally found the basement. So if you were to tell me at this point a year ago, the team would be 7-8-1, the team would have found a quarterback that you feel very good about going forward. His name is Baker Mayfield, who was not high on my list. And that, in general, they would have a number of promising young players. And, yeah, they'd be looking for a coach, which is sort of an annual thing with the Browns. But the job would actually be attractive.
Mm-hmm.
You go, like, hey, sign me up for that right now.
Yeah, you wouldn't have guessed that, huh?
No, not at all. I mean, why? There weren't the assets there. The players you're talking about that really are intriguing to coaching candidates, Myles Garrett was with the team in 2017. So he was a holdover. But the others, Baker Mayfield, new to the team. Jarvis Landry, veteran receiver, new to the team. Nick Chubb, running back, second-round pick, new to the team. Denzel Ward, Pro Bowl defensive back, new to the team. So those are all new young players coming in. And in your division, you know, you were 1-1 against Baltimore, 2-0 against Cincinnati, 1 loss and 1 tie against Pittsburgh. Suddenly, you look at that and go 3-2-1. And that's almost enough to build a statue in Cleveland against those teams where you're always 0-6, 1-5. And so suddenly you're measuring the Browns against those other teams, and you're saying, hey, they're actually a viable NFL franchise.
What a difference a year makes.
Frankly, what a difference a quarterback makes when you have a guy like Baker Mayfield.
So here we are at the end of the 2018 season, and the cupboard is not bare, something that is not often said about the Browns at this time of year, and they're looking for a coach.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on who the next Browns coach might be?
It's a fascinating question because John Dorsey, who's done just about everything in the NFL in terms of front office thing. In fact, he started as a special teams player with Green Bay. Then he was like an on-the-ground grunt work scout, worked his way all the way up through front office, every single job he could have. When he was hired finally as a general manager in Kansas City, he came in concert with Andy Reid, who he had known from Green Bay. I think John would have hired Andy Reid, but they were sort of hired as a package deal. So we've never had a chance where I've thought, John Dorsey, on your own, who would you hire as a coach? So it's hard to look at a track record because there is none. Other than, I think he relishes the idea of wanting to hire his own coach because he came in here and it was a football shotgun marriage. He had to start with Hugh Jackson. Jackson was a dismal failure, and by midseason he was fired. And then he promoted Greg Williams, defensive coordinator. He finished 5-3. But I think he looks at the 60-year-old Williams and thought he was a short-term fix. There's 32 teams and 8 teams fired coaches.
Yeah, like 25%.
Yeah. 25%. Most of those guys didn't even last 3 years.
If I had to stick your feet to the fire, if you had to pick one name of who you think would be the coach next year, who do you think it's going to be?
Well, it's a conservative pick, but the one guy I know he has a relationship with is Mike McCarthy. So
out of Green Bay?
Out of Green Bay.
Yep, won a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers.
Right. A guy I would be very interested in if he hits the market, and there's some rumors, is John Harbaugh out of Baltimore. He hasn't signed an extension yet. He has a contract for next year, but maybe he would get himself out of it. And I've always liked Harbaugh.
Another Super Bowl winning coach.
Yeah.
Cheers to next year. Cheers to the offseason, Terry. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mark.